Good evening, folks. This is The Weird Perch, and I am your host, Vincent Treewell. So, it's been a fascinating week. Had a chance to get out and do some actual boots-on-the-ground investigation. Stephen Schneider, a.k.a. Recluse, was generous enough to do the driving and go with me to Burlington, Wisconsin, a relatively small city that has a ton of weird history, and we got to check some of it out firsthand. We started with, and I have to explain, Stephen's a very high energy guy. Like, he moves fast, he talks fast, he does everything fast. I'm not exactly like that, okay? So I appreciate his patience with putting up with me on my idea of hiking, which may have been a little different than his idea of hiking. We hiked through, once we could eventually find it, we hiked through an area called the Burlington Vortex. They run tours of this. People have seen many, many things there. People have seen Bigfoot there. People have seen will-o'-the-wisps, orbs, apparitions, I mean, all sorts of things. It's considered an extremely haunted trail. It's, I would say, somewhere between 3 and 4 miles. And it's like you're kind of warned, be careful, you may end up in another dimension. That is the warning we received, okay? Now, we hiked this. You see, I live in Milwaukee County, and when you say trail, I'm thinking of like the Oak Leaf Trail. I expect it to be paved and flat and like kind of walking on a track. And if you get tired, you just stop. It wasn't like that. Okay, this was a real trail. Like, there wasn't even gravel. Some, like 100 years ago, somebody put rocks down or something. It was like at most 3 feet wide. And at some points, like there's a cliff you could totally tumble down if you weren't careful. So, you know, I noticed that I could probably be doing a little bit more cardio work in my workouts and stuff. Because, yeah, I was having a bit of a tough time. I made it, you know, okay. I made it most of the way and then had to sit down on a dead tree for a while and just catch my breath. While Stephen's zipping ahead, he's like walking circles around me. And I'm like, oh my God, dude. I didn't know it was going to be exactly like this. Sometimes I had to grab onto a tree branch and have to fall down the side of the hill. It was fascinating. It was absolutely fascinating. And weird things definitely happen there. I can tell you, somebody likes to go into the woods and stack stones. I don't know what that means precisely, but they definitely looked like an altar. Okay, and there wasn't one or two of these. There were multiple. Also, like, we get about halfway through this, so we're in the absolute middle of nowhere. And none of this is, again, none of this seemed like the safest thing in the world, okay? There's no guardrails, it's not paved, there's, somebody apparently like does some upkeep, but in the middle of nowhere, we find the zip line, and at first, I didn't know what the hell it was. Stephen walked down all the way to see where it ended. I felt that my 250-some-pound self should probably just sit down on a stump and wait for him to come back. Because, keep an eye on him, but wait for him to come back. Because it was really super steep. And that zip line looked like about the most unsafe thing I've ever seen. It didn't even really look like necessarily it was set up for actually ziplining. It seemed like it might be a trap. Okay, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. We saw so many weird things in there. No, we didn't see anything actually paranormal. We didn't see any orbs. We didn't see Bigfoot. We didn't see the Fae folk, which are said to come out sometimes. They say little people come out sometimes. But we didn't see that. But we were there in the middle of a sunny day, too. So, take that for what it's worth. I can't imagine what it'd be like going to that place at night, other than pretty fucking wild. Pardon my French. But but we definitely saw things that indicated people go there and do ritual stuff. Saw little altars, saw rocks put in, the crotch of trees, saw rocks put in circles around trees, just stuff that seemed very strange. Basically, it screamed Blair Witch Project the entire time. And we've been warned. Now, you may end up in another dimension if you go in here, okay? It's a very strange place. And you may not come out where you went in. Which was, I'll be honest, mildly terrifying. Especially because we didn't see another human being the entire time we were there. We were there for a while. Because I walk slow. We were there well over an hour. About 2 hours, I would say. Walking from end to end. Because it doesn't circle around. It's a straight line. And then you have to walk back. So as far as you walk in, that's how far you have to walk back. Steven made it all the way to the end. I made it most of the way to the end. And then had to sit down for a little while. It wasn't overwhelmingly hot. It was like in the 80s, but that was hot enough for me. Anyway, we did go through that, and fascinating, fascinating place. I have no doubt that definitely weird stuff occurs there. We didn't happen to see anything distinctly paranormal, but that's the truth of doing real investigations. You don't always get the results you're looking for. You don't. If you're always getting results, it's probably fake. Okay. So we went through there. It was very interesting. And fortunately, we have made it back out. And I was never so glad to leave the place and see Stephen's car. And we came out where we went in. And that was fine. Okay. After that, we went around and went to some interesting places. Went to the Burlington was a capital of the. I say was is to the extent that it still exists, which it does. The Strangite Mormon Church, the other kind of Mormons, not the Salt Lake City LDS, and not the weird fundamentalist groups, but a much more progressive group of Mormons founded around James J. Strang, the other Mormon prophet after Joseph Smith. And he set up headquarters in Burlington, Wisconsin. Specifically, the village of Voree, just outside of Brunt. Well, fortunately, they have several things there. They have a functioning Strangite Mormon church, like one of the very few in the country, that has services every Saturday. They have some original buildings from Voree. And they have the grave of James J. Strang. We were able to visit all three of those, which was pretty awesome, I'll be honest. And I include photos in the show notes there that we were able to find these things. And it was fascinating, absolutely fascinating. So yes, as probably everybody listening is aware, I'm a Strangite sympathizer. I'm not a member of the Strangite Mormon Church, but I do feel they've been unfairly maligned by everybody from the U.S. government which participated in Robert James Strang's murder, to the LDS Mormons in Salt Lake City, who, you know, trashed them completely. But I believe they're actually a very good group. And so, yeah, I tout their cause whenever I get a chance. But it was fascinating to be able to see this. And to see their church, and to see the grave of the prophet, and to see the original buildings which have been preserved by the Wisconsin State Historical Society, and have quite a monument there, and it's very impressive. So let me just go back a minute here. I always like to give credit where credit is due. I have to thank Jeff from Badger Legends podcast. Excellent podcast. He knows a ton about Wisconsin folklore, and he really assisted us in real time in finding the vortex area. It's not self-evident. It's really in the middle of nowhere, and I don't think we could have found it without him. Because Burlington is, you know, relatively rural, but it's not, you know, tiny. It's not a village. And they have multiple trails. And he really assisted us in finding the vortex area. So that was very nice. Also, I'd just like to mention what it was like. If this sounds a little disjointed, I plan to do at least 2, maybe 3 episodes involving everything that happened and that related to things that we were looking for in Burlington, because there's a lot there, a lot more than I want to describe right here and now. So right now I'm just kind of talking about the actual, like, physical experience that we had. But I definitely want to do one on Strangite Mormons and their whole fascinating history and belief system. At least it's fascinating to me. I love it. And James J. Strang and his whole King of Beaver Island story. As people who've listened a lot to this podcast might know, I interviewed a Strangite Mormon elder a while back, and I was one of the better interviews I felt happened on this podcast. So yes, I definitely want to do a Strangite episode. Also want to do a weird things that people have witnessed in Burlington episode, because there's a lot there. There's a lot of encounters, a lot of things, especially in the area where we were hiking through. You know, just not to make light of any of it, but people have reported Bigfoot, reported gnomes, reported apparitions, reported orbs, all sorts of things. I mean, there's a lot there. And there's a whole indigenous burial mound situation going on there. There's a lot to talk about. But right now, I'm just kind of talking about the hike and my concerns on the hike, which were much less with the paranormal and much more with, oh my God, I hope nobody twists an ankle. Okay? Because we're in the middle of nowhere. I have no idea what they do if you call 911. We had cell service, which was amazing. Because there's certainly no call boxes or anything. You're just there. You're in the middle of nowhere. I was also concerned, and let me make this really clear, everybody we talked to in Burlington was really nice, really polite, really good people. But we're out-of-towners, and I can't guarantee that. You know what I mean? I was definitely exercising my gun rights, let's say that. Because you don't know who you're going to run into on this remote trail. And we didn't see one person from end to end. And we were there about 2 hours and saw absolutely nobody. And not one other car in the parking lot, not anybody. So, you know, you don't want to run into some bad people and get in a bad situation. But anyway, everything went fine. It went totally fine. It was great. It was very exciting. But yeah, so all that happened. We did see some very interesting things. And we took a bunch of photos. And, yeah, that happened. So that's kind of the update with that. Again, this probably should be a fairly brief episode where I just kind of tell people what's going on, and then I'll get to the Strangite history and to the paranormal history of Burlington. And there's more. There's the Underground Railroad. There's rum running during Prohibition. There's all sorts of things. It's fascinating. I mean, multiple people have written books about this particular little area. And it's mentioned in a lot of places. And some of that I didn't know until I got back and started looking things up for the show. And, wow, it was a lot. It's a lot. So, yes, there should be more interesting material coming up on this. But this is just kind of a brief recap of what happened in the physical trip, which was awesome. So, yes. In any event, thank you very much for listening. This is Vincent Truba, your host for The Weird Part. Getting out there, doing some real-life investigating. Thanks to Stephen Snyder, a.k.a. Recluse from The Farm Podcast, to Jeff from Badger Legends Podcast. Good evening.